Concerto Grosso, Concerti Grossi, Concertina Grobag. The words that I say quite a lot on Classic Breakfast, you probably let them wash over you. But what do they mean? Big concerto? Not very nice ice cream? Here's a proper definition.
A concerto from the Baroque period in music. Unlike a normal concerto, which is one solo instrument, a concerto grosso has a group of soloists.
So, there you go.
More!
Okay then, a bit of history. To look at the origins of the concerto grosso, or indeed the concerto itself, you need to go way back in time to look at church music, would you believe? St. Mark's in Venice. It's a magnificent, huge building, and it's very spacious inside. Giovanni Gabrieli and others worked there as composers, and they developed a cool idea. Let's space the musicians in groups around the inside of St. Mark's. Some here, some here, some here. So you get a fantastic, almost stereo effect as they play. Then different groups could play at different times and almost seem to be playing in competition. Concerto, that's where the word comes from. Kind of to play against. So the idea caught on across Italy. You have instrumental ensembles divided into groups that contrasted with one another. If one group was smaller, you instantly got loud and soft effects. Cool. The next stage, I suppose, is to give the smaller groups more intricate parts, and straight away you get the idea of soloists and a backing ensemble. The concerto developed through time and ended up being one soloist against a backing group, but not before some important concerti grossi were written. Corelli wrote the first ones, but they didn't publish until after he died, so he didn't see what an influence they had on other composers, like Handel. He copied the idea faithfully. Bach was a fan of the idea too. Each of the Brandenburg concertos is a concerto grosso, as there's a small group of soloists, not one. And there's another great ones by the likes of Vivaldi and Gemignani. It's an idea that didn't completely die out. There are, you know, double and triple concertos by the likes of Mozart, Beethoven and Brahms, and there are modern reinventions of the concerto grosso by Stravinsky, Vaughan Williams and even Philip Glass. So, the concerto grosso, a staple of the Baroque, music of contrast and variety, more than one soloist at the front. It's the concerto that gives you more.